This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Flossix. Active ingredient, S. Tamsulosin. This leaflet provides important information about using Flossix. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Flossix. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Flossix? Flossix contains the active ingredient tamsulosin. Flossix belongs to a group of medicines called alpha blockers. Flossix is a medicine for use by men only. Flossix is used in men who have a medical condition called benign prostatic hyperplasia, also known as BPH. In BPH, the prostate gland is bigger than normal. BPH is not prostate cancer. Your doctor has prescribed Flossix for you because you have symptoms caused by an enlarged prostate gland. BPH occurs only in men. It is common in men over the age of 50 years. The prostate gland is at the outlet of your urinary bladder. Because your prostate has become bigger than it should be, it is affecting how well you are able to pass your urine. This causes some or all of the following symptoms. They usually start gradually and increase in severity. Urine flow is slow. The urine stream may become a trickle, or it may stop and start. You find a delay when you try to pass urine, and you have to strain to do so. You feel that you cannot empty your bladder completely. You may dribble at the end of passing urine. You need to pass urine often during the day. You need to get up often during the night to pass urine. You feel an urgency to pass urine as soon as you first feel the need to do so. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Flossix has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Flossix? Warnings. Flossix is for use by men only. If you are a woman or a child, do not take Flossix. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Flossix, you should contact your doctor. Do not use Flossix if you are allergic to tamsulosin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Signs of an allergic reaction may include a skin rash, itching, shortness of breath or swelling of the face, lips, or tongue. You become dizzy or lightheaded or have low blood pressure when you stand up after sitting or lying down. This is called orthostatic hypotension. You have serious liver problems. You have serious kidney function problems. You are taking other medication which relaxes the smooth muscle of blood vessels. Some of the trade names are Minipris, Prasic, Hitrin. Do not take Flossix if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering or the tablets do not look quite right. Do not take Flossix if the expiry date on the pack has passed. Use Flossix only if your doctor has prescribed it for you. All medicines have benefits and risks. In deciding to prescribe Flossix for you, your doctor has weighed the risk of taking Flossix against the benefit it is expected to have for you. Your doctor has prescribed Flossix for BPH. Flossix does not treat prostate cancer. BPH and prostate cancer may have similar symptoms. A man can have prostate cancer and BPH at the same time. You should be checked for prostate cancer before you start Flossix. It is recommended that men be checked for prostate cancer once a year, from 50 years of age onwards. These checks should continue while you are on Flossix. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to Flossix or any of its ingredients. See Section 7. Product details. Have angina, severe pain in the chest, usually on exertion, or have had a heart attack during the last 6 months. Have high or low blood pressure, or your blood pressure is controlled by a medication. Have had ejaculation problems. Are suffering from any other illness. Have any allergies to sulfur or any other medications. If you are going to have eye surgery for cataracts or glaucoma, please tell your surgeon that you are taking or have taken Flossix. See Section 6. Are there any side effects? Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Flossix. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Flossix and affect how it works. These medicines include cimetidine, a medicine generally used to treat stomach ulcers or reflux. Taking these medicines with Flossix may increase the risk of possible side effects, see section 6. Are there any side effects? Other medicines can also interfere with Flossix and make you feel drowsy. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for more information. How do I use Flossix? Your doctor will tell you how much you should take, when and how often. It is important that you take this medicine as directed by your doctor. Do not take Flossix if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, or if the tablets show visible signs of deterioration. If you are unsure, ask your doctor or pharmacist how much to take. The dose is one tablet a day. Patients with severe liver problems should not take these tablets. Patients with severe kidney problems should not take these tablets. Carefully follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist. These directions may differ from the information in this leaflet. How to take Flossix. Flossix should be swallowed whole, preferably with a glass of water. Do not crunch, bite, or chew the tablet, as this changes how Flossix works. Crunching, biting, or chewing the tablet will release the medicine quickly, and side effects may then occur. If you forget to take Flossix, Flossix should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking Flossix as you would normally. If you are not sure whether to skip the dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. If you miss a whole day, just continue to take your normal daily dose the next day. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Flossix, overdose. If you think that you have used too much Flossix, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too many Flossix tablets, this may result in vomiting, diarrhea and low blood pressure leading to dizziness or fainting. If you experience any of these symptoms, seek urgent medical attention. What should I know while using Flossix? Things you should do. Be sure to keep all your doctor's appointments, so that your progress can be checked. If you are about to be started on a new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Flossix. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think it is not working effectively, and change your treatment unnecessarily. If you are going to have eye surgery for cataracts or glaucoma, please tell your surgeon that you are taking or have taken Flossix, see section 6. Are there any side effects? Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Flossix. Things you should not do. Do not give Flossix to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Flossix for any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Flossix affects you. Flossix may cause dizziness and may impair your reactions. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep Flossix tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place below 25 degrees Celsius away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do. General disorders. Dizziness or faintness. You should get up slowly from the sitting or lying position to reduce the risk of dizziness or lightheadedness. If you do feel faint on standing up, you should lie down for a short while. If the dizziness persists, you should contact your doctor. You must not drive a car or operate machinery if you feel dizzy. Dizziness on standing. Weakness. Headache. Chest discomfort could be caused or associated with other medical conditions such as respiratory conditions or cardiac disease. Skin-related. Skin rash, red spots or patches, itching, hives. Flossics may also occasionally cause inflammation and blistering of the skin and or mucous membranes of the lips, eyes, mouth, nasal passages, or genitals, or nosebleeds. Gut or gastrointestinal related. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. Heart-related. Fast heartbeats. Eye-related. Flossics may also occasionally cause blurred or reduced vision. If you are having an operation on your eyes because of cataracts or glaucoma and are already taking or have taken flossics, the pupil may dilate poorly and the iris, the colored part of the eye, may become floppy during the procedure. This can be managed if your surgeon knows before carrying out the operation. Others. Retrograde ejaculation. When this happens, the ejaculation fluid is not squirted out, most of it runs back into the bladder. Retrograde ejaculation is painless. Blocked nose. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. They are generally mild and do not cause patients to stop taking Flossics. If you are going to have eye surgery for cataracts or glaucoma, please tell your surgeon that you are taking or have taken Flossics. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergy related. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Others. Extremely rarely, medications similar to Flossics have caused prolonged painful erection of the penis, which is unrelated to sexual activity. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Flossics contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Tamsulosin hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Excipient score. Microcrystalline cellulose. Hydroxypropyl cellulose. Polyethylene oxide. Butylated hydroxytoluene. Magnesium stearate. Silica, colloidal anhydrous. Excipients coating. Hypromalose. Hyprolose. Macrogol 400. Titanium dioxide. Purified talc. Quinoline yellow. Cochineal. Iron oxide black. Potential allergens. This medicine does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Flossics looks like. Flossics 400 micrograms in a brown, round, biconvex modified release tablets with debossing 0.4 on one side and SZ on the other side. Ostar 336015. Available in blister packs of 10 and 30 tablets. Who distributes Flossics? Sponsor. Sandoz Pty Ltd. ABN 600754495554. Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-726-369. Distributor Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-2. 2276. This leaflet was prepared in October 2023.